Blog Talk Radio.
Last night, all I think about is you. Don't stop, baby, you can walk too. Don't want, but I think about you.
Wasabi.
What up?
What's up, homie?
Oh, Ben, what's going on with you?
Been a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do much advertising for this episode, but it was just like a soft launch because I got a lot of shit going on. But
yeah.
I did advertise for people to listen, so maybe one person will have heard it. So
hello,
this is,
one person.
What'd you say, buddy?
I said, well, hello, one person, one listener.
Yeah.
We
yeah, that one
you.
That one guy. So,
right. Hopefully he's
we
like
have a couple of things.
Snapping, listening to us.
No, I'm going to take you off. Audio issues.
Yeah.
No, I don't think we did have like a couple of listeners here and there of the new stuff, but I don't know who they are, or and it was probably an accident. So
I just remember back in the day we were hugely popular. Where was it? Like India or somewhere? We were like randomly like hugely popular.
Yeah. No, dude, the Facebook page that I have for it is still, I still get like Indian likes and follows.
Yeah.
Like every once in a while. I don't know what it is. I mean, I don't even know if they understand that it's supposed to be like a joke.
Right.
You know, but we have there are a couple of things I've been talking to people about recently, which is the fact that like kids have to do like active shooter drills in elementary school, like how like back in the day kids used to have to do like air raid drills like in the 50s and shit. Now it's fucking active shooter drills, which is to me is insane. Like they have, hurricane drills and stuff like that. You do? I want to hear your thoughts first.
So here's the thing, I'm very torn on one issue. So my wife and I have been discussing possibly having a kid, which if it's going to happen, it's going to have to happen soon because we're both old fucks already.
Right.
So
yeah.
She is big on the idea of homeschooling because she doesn't like the direction, you know, schools are going with this, you know, banning books and certain curriculums. So like,
very understandable.
So she's been like kind of pushing for that. Whereas I don't know if this is like an old school mentality, but I always thought like homeschooled kids were weird. Cause I feel like you have to have, like, granted, you and I did not have, like, super great social interactions at school, needless to say. But I do think that some of those interactions helped, you know, mold us or prepare us for certain things we were to face later in life. Whereas if you're kind of in that, like, homeschool bubble, I worry about, like, a person growing up with, like, zero social skills or, you know, picking up on cues and stuff. I don't know. I just think there's a benefit to to being in school with other children, even if half of those children are assholes. Now, having said that, going towards this topic of, like, now this is, like, becoming the more normal practice that, you know,
yeah.
they're, like, doing active shooter drills and shit like this. Like, I don't want any part of that. Like, I don't know what a parent's or potential parent's defense would be, but, like, I feel like this is fucking traumatizing, and, like, I don't know how to explain to, like, a little kid who's, like, 5 or 6 years old why they're doing active shooter drill. I don't know how to, like,
yeah.
wrap my head around that. So I don't know, like, don't think this is okay. Like, I think it's doing more harm than good. Like, I don't think a kid is going to, like, you're just, it's becoming too normalized in society as a whole, but I think this, like, normalizes it to way too high of a degree where it's just like, oh, yeah, we're doing an active shooter group play. Like, that's just not fucking okay with me.
That's, you said a lot of great things. Let's start at the beginning, which is about, like, we said, like, having a kid what was the first part of what you were saying? Go back.
My wife was saying that she's kind of advocating and pushing
homeschooling. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the homeschooling. That's what it was. All right. Well, to start off with, I think, obviously, this is just me. This doesn't represent anybody. I'm not a parent either. I mean, I have parented children, like, many, many times.
Right.
You know, I grew up with, my mom was a babysitter. For, like, an in-home babysitter. We had kids for, like, weeks when I was growing up. So I've been changing diapers since I was, like, 11 years old, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, we always had kids in the house. I've always known how to talk to kids, how to deal with kids. I've always been great with kids, probably because I've never not been one, you know. But
right.
I just know how to talk to them. I know how to get on their level and get information out of them and shit like that. And I'm close with my nephew, who's freaking 14. You know, he's been my buddy for his whole life. You know,
right.
I just got out of a relationship with a woman whose kids wanted me to marry their mom. You know, like, I've parented kids, so I have some experience with, especially with the fact that, like, my nephew being 14 is, like, you know, in the age range of shooting schools. Like, it seems to be elementary schools get a lot of the flack for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know why people would. Yeah. I don't know why an angsty teen would ever shoot up a fucking elementary school. I don't fucking understand that. You're not mad at children, bro.
Right. Oh.
That's insane. But.
I mean,
there's a lot of insanity wrapped up in that shit, but just having a boy, like, have to go to school, I worry just about that. The active shooter drills, like, I'm sad that that's the norm, but I'm also happy that they're at least doing that, you know, that's something that may help. You know, I'm glad that,
I don't know.
That
do
something
you,
has.
Do you think
been...
it is though? Like, I feel like if, like, a 13-year-old goes through an active shooter drill, and then, you know, God forbid, 3 months later, they're living in that situation. Like, aren't they still gonna, you know, kind of defer to the adult in the room, or I don't know. I don't know. I just don't think that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you would think that the adult in the room also has the same training, though.
Well, right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, listen, I personally, I don't know. Maybe this is fucking short-sighted or narrow-minded.
No.
I feel like if you have the teachers go through a drill, you know, do it on one of those, like, administrative holidays where the teachers come in and do shit anyway. They come in, do some active shooter drills, and then God forbid if that situation ever happens, they can kind of take charge of their own individual classrooms and be like, all right, kids, you know, whatever, hide under the desk, go in a closet, whatever. I'm sorry, say that again.
I thought that's what they were doing. I thought they were training teachers for it also.
But what I'm saying is the kids, like if I would rather the kids have no fucking idea what's happening, and then, I don't know.
You don't want to break their innocence is what you're talking about, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't get broken either way, but if it's going to get broken, let it get broken in that moment as opposed to, like, just sitting there every day with the knowledge of, like, oh, yeah, this is normal enough that we're doing shooter drills because this happens so frequently.
Don't you think the shock of having their innocence broken like that would kind of overwhelm their rationale? I mean, they're children, bro. You know?
I mean, I guess, but if we're talking about, like, I don't know. I don't think.
No, it's fucked. I hate that we're talking about this. Let's start with that.
That's
we're having this fucking conversation. Okay.
I know. I saw a fucking, like, commercial online the other day, and it was legit, like, a 3-minute commercial. It basically went through what you should do in an active shooter situation. And in this scenario, they were in, like, a bar. They were, like, in a bar.
Yeah.
And, like, they had, like, different people's point of view of, like, oh, I'm going to do this, and oh, I'm going to do that. And I'm just, like, that was, like, bad enough to watch, like, an actual fucking commercial on this shit, but at least they were all adults.
Yeah.
And, like, you can act the role as an adult, and you can put yourself in that situation as an adult. I just couldn't imagine, I don't know, I was a fucking idiot when I was a kid anyway. I just couldn't imagine what my, like, 9-year-old brain would think if we took, like, an hour out of our day to do that shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Everybody. Well, like, okay, let's... Before, because I really do want to talk about, the homeschooling thing. Because I agree with you in that kids should be socialized, and in order to be socialized, they kind of have to regularly be around other children. Now, the solution to your problem is private school, period, and that sucks
because
it's fucking expensive. But that's your solution. No, you can't. You can't afford it. Most likely you can't afford it. But what I'm telling you is that a private school is the solution to your problems. But it's fucking outside of your price range, which throws a whole other conversation about capitalism works in America into the works. And we don't have time for that. We don't have fucking time for that. But as I do think kids need to be around other children regularly and while they're learning, because it builds connections with other kids. It shows you, especially like in my particular instance, like I don't know what your elementary school was like because you didn't go to Pennington, right?
I did not.
No, where'd you go? What was your elementary school? Lincoln?
Yeah, I went to Lincoln.
That's right. Yeah. I loved Lincoln because that big playground in the middle, when I was real young, I used to go burn shit in it.
Yeah.
I used to put piles of fire in there and fucking. And there was like this really dope way to jump over the fence that my boy taught me. Like, you like get up on the fence and you like put your stomach like on the top of the fence, and it's not a pointy fence. You can't really do it with a pointy fence.
Right.
But
yeah,
you like half
flags.
Fall over.
Yeah.
You like half fall over and grab the fence on your way down and like jerk yourself upright. It was so much fun. I was like, I can't believe you can do that. And I did it, bro. Uh-huh. I was like clumsy as fuck, but I did that shit. I love that school, bro. Lincoln was a shit.
My trick when I was in there was there were like two or three. So yeah, the fences were like these like bars like that people would like put outside their windows, kind of looking like things. But my trick was there was a couple. There was like one on each side of the school where I was so fucking small and skinny that I could literally fit through the bar. And it was like one particular bar on each side. I mean, I don't know, whatever, 7, 8. But like there was one on each side. There was one on the side that was close to like Locust Ave, and then there was one on the side that was closer to like Lincoln Ave and Rich Avenue. But there was one on each side where like I could like literally like shimmy myself through it as opposed to like climbing it.
Yeah.
Because I was that fucking small.
That's great. That place is dope. I love that. I don't know what it was like going there, but like my elementary school was super diverse, and I don't mean like Mount Vernon diverse.
Right.
I mean like we had like exchange students coming in from like Japan. There was a Thai kid there. Like there was like mad representation in that school from all over the world.
Yeah.
Like kids from actual Italy, Muslim kids, freaking like it was
right.
It was part of the magnet program. I don't know if you know anything about the magnet program back in the day in Mount Vernon.
Yeah,
do you remember that?
I remember it, but I wasn't in it. I feel like
no, so I know you weren't.
You and I are. Well, I'm saying you and I are what, like one grade different.
You got skipped. We're the same age, but you got skipped. So
yeah,
you're probably one year ahead of me.
Yeah, I think that started like the year I started middle school, maybe. But
right.
Yeah, I wasn't in it. I think it started like the year after I would left elementary school.
No, you wouldn't have been in it anyway. No, I'm just kidding. You're
well,
fucking
yeah,
brilliant.
Too.
But but it was basically they were basically trying to skim like the cream of like a terrible crop of kids. Like that's basic. It was like kind of racist in a lot of ways, but it also worked because they chose certain schools that didn't have like a huge black demographic to be a part of it for the most part.
Right.
But for my school, it wound up pulling in a lot of kids from different countries and shit. And, there was also a lot, like Mount Vernon was like, certain areas are like really weird. Like there's huge Portuguese population, Brazilian people. Like there's like a chunk of that over by Gramerton and shit.
Right.
There were a lot of Colombians around my neighborhood when I was a kid. Dude, I'm not even kidding. Like the FBI came to our house once about the Colombian people down the block. I'm not even like, I know that sounds horrible, but it was like female FBI agents came to my house and asked my mom about like the Colombian son of a buck. It was wild. But
that's crazy.
Besides that. So like, where were we going? Oh, diverse stuff, right? Why were we talking about this crap?
Distracted. You were asking about we were talking about homeschooling and then having the social interaction. Of
oh yeah, yeah,
school.
Yeah, yeah. So right. So I have if not my life experience, the at least the elementary school experience. I still got fucking bullied by a lot of kids. You know, like I still got picked on like almost every day. But like the learning was tight. You know, like and it was fun and I was in. They had me in this, they said it was like a gifted program, but it was weird. Like they would just take you out of class and you would like sit with this really cool, like art lady. Did you do anything like that?
We did.
That's awesome. And you would just art. You'd be like creative and do like art shit.
So see, I don't remember us doing art shit. I'm sure we did, but I remember doing like word puzzles. Like, we would sit in a room.
We did shit like that, too, but we also, like, grew a butterfly and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, yeah. I got you.
Yeah,
we did stuff
on.
Like that.
We did shit
like
that,
it was, like, once a week, they'd pull, like, seven of you out of class. For you.
Yeah. Hell
yeah,
bro.
That was good shit.
That was good shit, because, like, I really felt like they just like give you a break from shit school to play. It was like the most fun thing that I've ever done.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, word puzzles? Fuck yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's hard.
Uh-huh. Yep.
that was dope, bro. That was the shit. Yeah. But
fun.
You know, everybody should have a very diverse upbringing, and I believe that so much because it just shows you how little difference there is between people on a very,
yep.
very basic level. On
mm-hmm.
a very, very, very basic level. Especially when you toil with people and you see, oh shit, like this person is working for the same goal I am, or we're both working together for each other. Like, you work with people, you know,
right.
and you
and
learn
and
that people are fucking people.
Like, exactly. Like, the, like same things from like a macro standpoint, like, you know,
right.
We're not that fucking different, but
no, you know,
but yeah, but people have that fear of the unknown when they're not subject to it. You know, especially at an early age, they grow up thinking everybody's different and everybody's this and that. And then, you know, that fear turns to hatred and everything else that we're fucking seeing in the world.
It's just, it's insane because they don't realize that a lot of these people that they're against, like Muslims and trans people and stuff, are just, they just want to be left alone like you do.
Right.
They don't want shit. Like, you know, 95% of all of the people that these paranoid fucking Americans are afraid of just want to be left alone.
Yeah.
They just want to live and do their fucking thing. You know, most of
right.
them don't want to, like, you know, most people don't come to this country and build a castle on their land and put, like, all the flags of their land all over their property and make it like a new little wherever they're from, you know, in their house.
Right.
Most people don't do that. Most people
yeah.
want to come here and live in a fucking house in a neighborhood.
Right.
Like everybody else, you know, and you don't need to be, I do like to talk to people around me, but if you're somebody who just doesn't give a shit about your neighbors, that's great. Fuck off. You know,
right.
You can be alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, like, you don't have to interact with people. You don't have to.
Right.
I think kids should
be
socialized.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. The more exposure you have, I've known what drag queens are and gay people are since I was like fucking 6. There's a gay guy who lived across the street. Did I care? No.
Right.
But I've known Richard Simmons was gay since I was like 4.
Yeah.
But like if, you know, at like 6 years old, like it's Richard Simmons. I'm like, oh, that guy's gay.
Yeah,
definitely, without a doubt. I mean, like, these are just people, dude. Like, it's just fucking people, and you see them all the time.
Yeah,
you need to be socialized. You need to be socialized by a lot of different people. I believe that 100%, and I think that's one of the only advantages of growing up in the area that we grew up in. I think there's very few, but that's one of them. It's a diversity.
I would agree with that.
And so,
yep.
In your case, where if you guys were going to have a kid, what would you think about, like, being to have the kid? You want to stay in Jersey?
I mean, I have no idea. I mean, we don't want to stay here, but it
yeah.
kind of depends on,
right.
you know, where she gets a job after her current contract is up and all that shit. Like, I mean, you know, I hate to say it in those terms, but, like, you know, if she got an $80,000 offer in Mississippi, we'd probably move to Mississippi. I mean, I hope that's not the case.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of dependent on
that's a good chunk, man.
Where she gets a job offer. No, I know. I'm just saying, I think it just depends on where she gets a decent offer. Now, having said that, if there are, like, 3 options on the table, and, you know, one is like Jersey and one's like Alabama and one's Wyoming, then yeah, we're probably
going
to
pick Jersey.
Right. I guess.
How do you feel when you say that, when you say we'll probably be staying in Jersey, do you have any kind of existential dread when you say that? Is there any kind of, like, Like just like deep, yawning, chaotic, churning.
It's
like,
it's,
how do you feel about that?
It's taken some adjusting and getting used to, because. But having said that, you know, I would have said the same thing about Connecticut like 10 years ago. Now,
yeah.
Having said that, I liked living in Connecticut more than I like living in Jersey.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too.
But, you know, I didn't think I would like Connecticut either, and I actually ended up liking it. Now, Jersey, there are things about Jersey I like, and there are things about Jersey I don't like.
No.
I mean, you could say that about pretty much anywhere. Like you said, like, we had advantages of where we grew up, but it wasn't exactly all, you know, sunshine and rainbows either.
No. There was a lot of diversity, but I got my ass beat by a lot of black kids, like a lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot. And it was white in the fucking diverse school. It was white kids that were picking on me.
Right.
Mostly white kids.
Yep.
Mostly fucking white kids. And it was like, you know, people would like play tricks on me. Like, they used to do this stupid shit where like, somebody would kneel down behind me. Well, they'd like come up to you and start talking to you like kind of friendly. And you're like, oh, this guy, like, you know, this guy tried to punch me in the face the other day. Now he wants to have a conversation. Maybe he won't punch me in the face this time. Yeah.
Right.
He's being nice to me. What the fuck? So then like somebody will like sneak behind you and get down like, and like bend down. And then the person who's talking to you will push you and you'll like fall over. The guy behind you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I hit my head on a rock one of the times I did that. That was fun.
Oh, Jesus.
That was super fun. Yes.
I remember one time I was sitting in the lunchroom in middle school, and these two black kids came up to me. It was funny because, like, I'm sitting there with my friends. There were, like, three or four of my friends. And the two black kids come up to me, and they're like, yo, you're white. And I'm looking, and I'm like... Yeah, and I'm like, I don't understand. And the one guy is just like aghast at like just pointing out the fact that I'm white, and I'm just sitting there like, what? I don't understand what this guy is like so amazed that I'm white for. Of course, the other kid, while he was like staring at me all like, you know, mouth agape, the kid, the other kid went behind me and stole my Cheetos that I was eating for lunch. Like I had a bag of Cheetos on the table as part of my lunch, and the other kid went and stole my Cheetos.
Wait, you had more food than that?
I had like a sandwich.
I thought that was your lunch.
Cheetos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had like a sandwich and a bag of Cheetos. So the second kid goes behind me and takes my Cheetos, which of course I didn't realize.
That's so fucking.
And the first
crazy.
Kid is just like, "Yo, you're white. That shit is crazy." And I'm just like,
and then
all right.
He distracted
and then,
you, and yeah,
right. And then, like, 30 seconds, they leave, and I'm like, that was weird. And then I'm like, hey, where are my Cheetos?
Oh.
And the one thing I will say as far as, like, getting beat up, like, we definitely, like, so, obviously, I'm trying to think if you and I ever got jumped together. Probably not.
No, we didn't. Me and your brother did. Not you and me.
Yes.
No.
But one
actually,
thing
your
I,
brother
I
seemed
say,
to, like, every time your brother walked around, he seemed to get jumped.
He got jumped with
everybody.
Well, he got jumped with me at least twice.
Right,
but, like,
and he got jumped with me once. Didn't I think he and Jared got jumped together once, didn't they?
Well, me, Tony, and Jared got jumped together once.
Oh,
see, this is,
yeah.
This is what's fucked up, and I feel bad. This is one thing that is kind of funny to me is like, I never got jumped by myself. Like I was always like with somebody.
I did.
Like, you know, I got jumped with Tony. I got jumped with John Bernardo. I got jumped with Jeremiah. Like I got jumped with people, but they wouldn't like, I feel like they wouldn't target me. Like I never got punched in the face.
No, you just stood like, there while everybody else did.
Well, so one time me and John Bernardo were walking home from school. We were on Columbus Ave.
Didn't they beat the shit out of him?
Not the time I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
His hat. But.
Oh, all right.
So,
I thought he got, like, real beat once.
He may have.
Maybe it's his brother. I don't know.
Not present for this. So these two kids come up to us, and, you know, like, you know, they run in our pockets, blah, 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 blah. They're doing all that
right.
shit. And
yeah,
then, like, know. And then they take John's hat, and they, like, I don't even think they punched him, but they might have like, smacked him or, like, shoved him on, like, might have pushed him or something. But it was not, like, a hardcore,
yeah.
like, beatdown. And then the kid goes to grab
right.
me, and the other kid goes, no, not him. He's too little. Like, legit. And at the time, I'm, like, 14. Like, it's not like I'm, like, 8 years old. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in high school. Like, this is not, like, it's not like 18-year-olds are picking on a 12-year-old. Like, these were kids who were, like, basically the same age as me.
Yeah.
And the kid goes to, like, grab the kid goes to, like, grab me by the shirt, and the other kid goes, no, not him. Leave him alone. And I was just like, okay.
That's fucking wild.
But at that point, what am I going to do? Turn around and then punch the guy? And he's like, get off my friend. Like, I don't know. Like, what
right.
the fuck am I going to do at that point?
I don't know. You probably would have hurt the other person trying to help him.
I probably would have. That's what I'm saying. If I go to, you know, jump the guy, then they're probably going to beat the shit out of us even worse. So I don't know.
Yeah, most likely. Yeah. No, it's a tough fucking thing. One of the things that I used to do I'm like ashamed that I used to do it, but I, at the same time, like, I kind of had to forgive myself because it's just fucking survival tactics. But, like, one of the things that I used to do is, like, when in elementary school specifically, is when I would get picked on so much, and then, like, the bullies would kind of, like, target somebody else, like Armand, for example, and I would, like, join in with them so that I wouldn't be, like... So I wouldn't
be
targeted. Like, I would turn on my friends, dude.
Right.
Like, I would turn on them just to, like, not be picked. I was like, because, like, it was happening at home, too. I just I had no place that was, like, not. Fuck it. It was awful. It was awful. You know? It was fucking crazy. But, you know, I think about that, and I'm like, that sucks so much why I would do it.
Yeah, but what else are you supposed to do at that point?
To do to survive,
I get what you're saying.
I know.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I felt bad that I never, like, physically jumped it. Because, like, basically the same thing happened, like, when me and Tony got jumped on Rich Avenue, and they stole... His Walkman. Yeah, his video game. That's what it was. And, you know, they, like, threw him on the ground, and they're, like, kicking him and stuff. And I'm like... what am I going to do? Like, the one kid was, like, kicking Tony. The other kid was basically, like, watching me to make sure I didn't do anything.
They were kicking him?
One kid was kicking him.
They were kicking him.
The other kid was basically, it was, like, two of them. But when I tell you, like, I'm going to sound like one of these, like, asshole, like, exaggerators when I say this. One kid was at least 5'10".
Yeah.
Like, one dude was, like, enormous, and the other kid was, like, a little taller than me. But, so the bigger kid...
And how old are you? Like, 14?
Probably 13 or 14, 15?
Oh, 13. Oh, you're younger. Wow. Okay.
Something like that. So we were walking on Rich Ave.
Yeah.
Walking on our way home. And, yeah, the one... They stopped us, and, of course, Tony had, like, a video game, whatever they had on him, so they took that. And then they pushed him on the ground.
Yeah, it was a Super Nintendo game. I remember very clearly. I don't remember what game it was, but.
They pushed him on the ground, and then he tried to get up, so one kid, like, kicked him. And then the other kid basically, like, was, like, looking at me the whole time, like, don't even think about it. And I'm just sitting there, like, okay. And, yeah, I don't know, like, it was a pussy move, but, like, I don't know. Like, what was I going to do at that point? I didn't really know how to fight. I still don't know how to fight, really.
Yeah, no, I mean... I mean, I don't know how to fight, but usually just, like, I can't knock anybody out. Like, I've never knocked somebody out. I usually... The guys just... Their faces look like hamburger. after I'm done with
yeah.
it. Like that's,
yep.
you know, I'm just, I like mash, you know, repeatedly right. really fast. And,
yep.
you know, that's what I do. And, you know, I charge for, like, I've charged guys probably about twice my size and pushed them, like, out the fucking door. Like,
yeah.
I have great legs, dude. I have, like, fantastic legs.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it's like to knock somebody out. No idea
right.
what that's like. No idea what that's like. I mean, I had people who can't get up afterwards, but they weren't knocked out. They were just like, what?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. It was like disoriented.
Why would you do this to me? No. No, but yeah, no, but back then, dude, like I couldn't, you know, like when I was 15, I started lifting weights and shit, but I mean, and that was basically to like get big enough to get fight off my stepdad. That was honestly why I started
right.
lifting weights, like the main motivation. And,
yeah.
and so when, even though I was getting stronger, like I was still petrified to fight, like, you know,
right.
and
right.
the thing is like, you know, I grew up, like, one of the things that used to happen to me growing up was that my glasses would break all the time. And back then, like, they were so fucking expensive. Like, a pair of glasses
oh my God,
back then was,
I know.
Like, $300 at least
yeah.
per pair, you know?
Yep.
And like, now you pay $300 for a pair of glasses and have a fucking brand name on it or something. Like, this is not, like,
right.
you know, I paid $26 for my glasses, and they're perfect
yep.
and they work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're fantastic, and they have everything
right.
that I need to see. But back then, and $300 back 40 years ago, 40 years ago,
or even 30, yeah, like when we were in high school, 35,
or even 30.
Crazy.
You know, you're for struggling boomer parents, like $300 was not,
yeah.
bro. You know that. Like, that's why, like, you know, getting a game
yeah,
system
they,
was like.
Our parents, they had multiple kids. Like, it wasn't like we were only children. You know?
Right. Yep. Yep. You know, that's why, like, if you wanted a fucking Nintendo, like, you're probably going to have to, like, combine your birthday and Christmas presents. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying? Like, you got to do shit like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
maybe two Christmases, you know, save presents this Christmas. Buy me a Nintendo next year. You know,
right.
that's the way that shit was. $300, and I would break my glasses all the time. But it wasn't me
yeah.
breaking my glasses. It wasn't me breaking my glasses. It was me getting fucked up at school by somebody picking on me, or somebody
right.
was, like, fucking with me, and I'd fight them. And then my glasses would get
yeah.
broken.
Right.
You know, I used to, when I was, like, in elementary school, dude, I would fight everybody that was trying to fuck with me. Like, if you were
yeah.
hurting me, like, I would fight you tooth and nail, claw. I'd fucking scratch you. I'd bite you. I'd do whatever I could. And I got in so much trouble for defending myself that I wound up
mm-hmm.
just eating it, you know?
Yeah.
Because I would defend myself at school, and then my parents would be mad because I'm fighting or whatever. But that was never the case. And, I, you know, I was one of the kids that you had to draw shit out of. I never
right.
trust authority.
Yep.
I never trusted the party. Anyway, so we have.
Wait, sorry, you were breaking up. I missed that last part.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I can't hear you. Why am I losing you?
Hold on. Let's see. Hello, can you
I
hear
think
me?
My service is good in here. Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay. I got jumped on Lincoln Avenue. I got jumped on what's the street that Pennington was on? Like coming from the high school. You'd walk down Columbus and Armand Street.
Wasn't it?
It was
Devonia?
Armand Street. Yeah, I think it was Devonia.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, where Armand used to live.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, because he lived right down the street. I loved his house back then, dude. It had all kinds of nooks and crannies, and fucking his older brother had porn hidden everywhere. Like, everywhere, dude.
Nice.
everywhere. Like, we would go in the attic, and there's like, if you turn over something, there was probably porn under it. That shit was dope. But yeah, I got jumped over there. I got, me and Tony got jumped. I used to feel bad about that too, because he kept telling me like, we shouldn't go this way. There's like, you know, people patrol, there's like bad kids patrolling this way, kind of thing. And I was like, right. Oh, no, I've gone this way before, no problem. But he was right that time, and we just got totally fucking...
Yeah.
You know, but, like, so we have those experiences. I personally didn't want those experiences. But the
right.
other parts of being socialized, we've had. And
yep.
being so close to New York City, even if you don't have people in your backyard that are radically different... You walk 10 steps into the Bronx and it changes, or you
right.
go a half hour into the city and it changes again.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what, to your question before about like, where are we going to live? I think maybe that will affect the homeschooling situation, because yeah, I do
yeah.
think if we're around here, I think there's a greater benefit to having a kid in school and being around other people. Whereas, yeah, if we end up in fucking bumblefuck Alabama, then maybe...
Well, what's the demographic like in the town that you're in?
It's pretty diverse. I mean, me personally, like, I don't fucking socialize with anybody. So, like, I sit in my apartment
yeah,
for 23 hours a day, and I'm fine with that. But I think it's pretty diverse, and we have some, you know, I'd say... Like, my complex, which probably has, you know, 40 apartments in it. I mean, we have,
mm-hmm.
I think we have everything. You know, we have Hispanics. We have, like, Indian, Asian
Indian,
people.
Yeah,
we have black people.
Yeah, we, grew
have,
up with,
you know,
we grew up with a bunch of Indian kids, Trinidadian kids.
Right.
Were there. And there were so many different fucking kids in our town, man. Like, did you know anything about Angad Bihari? Did you know him? Or his dad, Balki, who did Balki's Taxi?
I did not know his dad. I knew him because he used to fucking torture me in high school. But I would not say I was friends with that kid, but I knew him.
He was the skinny kid?
Because he used to have these fucking long nails, and he used to dig his nails into my arms.
That dude was like one of my best friends in elementary school. He like went crazy in high school.
That's the thing. I didn't know him.
He went like absolute
ape
shit in high school. Yeah, no,
yeah, I
like
I didn't
me and him and Armand were pretty good friends for a while. And then he started hanging out with these like crazy dude. There was this fucking kid in my middle school. All right, he was either a Trinidadian kid, or he might have been Ghanese or Indian, but he would like, he wore these like Cavariki shirts and shit like that. He was like, but he had like bones in his thumbs. He had like little baby thumbs with no bones in it. And it was so, like, he was so aggressive, like compensating for it. Like, and it used to piss me off because he would have like other like angry Indian guys with him. Like, so like,
right.
every time he was mean to somebody, like, if you, like, didn't just, like, you know, capitulate, like, his fucking
yeah,
big
yeah.
Indian dudes would, like, you know, obviously stare you down or whatever. But, like, he would, like, wave his hands around, and all you could do is, like, focus on the little flappy, boneless thing. And, like, every time he would be, like, mean to me, like, I got through it because, like, I just kept focusing on that thumb. And I'm like, yeah, it would be watching. That's thumbs. That's what I'm thinking all the time. I'm like, my thumbs work, motherfucker. Like, yell at me all you want, you know. Push me out of line in the lunch line. Do whatever you want. But you know what I'm saying? You ain't got thumbs, motherfucker. I can carry my tray by myself. Motherfucker.
Oh, man.
You know?
But yeah,
like,
having said that, my area is diverse, but I fucking hate everybody in my complex. I just think
yeah.
I don't know if it's like I don't know if it's a generational thing, if I'm just getting old or what, but I or if it's going back to the whole like New York, New Jersey thing. But I feel like everybody who lives here is fucking raised by wolves and I can't stand it. Like they just do some fucking
really?
You know, my upstairs neighbor, first of all, it's like a woman and like her teenage kid. So the kid is constantly, and his room is like right above like where I work in my office. He is like the typical, like, you know, playing video games online, but like screaming at the top of his lungs. And I don't know if he has fucking ADHD or what, but he can't keep quiet for like 5 minutes. Like, he's just so fucking
no.
loud. And then, like, the mother walks around with
Wait,
shoes
so what
on
is he singing?
All the time.
What is he singing at the top of his lungs?
He's either talking shit to the people he's playing video games with online,
mm.
or, you know, he'll you know, start singing some fucking rap lyrics or something, and he's just super loud, and his voice is cracking. It's that he's, like, 13, his voice is cracking, and he sounds like shit.
Oh, shit.
And it's just so... You know, it's just that type of shit. But, like, the mother walks around with shoes on all the time, and they have no fucking rugs upstairs. So it's just constant.
Oh, man. Oh, dude.
And
oh,
I'm just
dude.
Like, what
Been
the
there.
Fuck? And then
Been there.
They, as well as several other people in the complex, will leave. So, like, me and my upstairs neighbor, we share a door. I mean, we share a set of stairs. So, like, there's a set of stairs. And, you know, our door's on the left and their door's on the right. When they open their door, they go upstairs to their apartment. So we share, like, a common, like, stair area. They will fucking bring down a garbage. And we have a dumpster on site. That's probably 50 feet away from all of our apartments. These motherfuckers will bring a garbage bag downstairs and then leave it on the steps until... they actually leave the complex, and then on their way out of the complex, they'll go throw out the garbage in the dumpster. But meanwhile,
mm-hmm.
the fucking garbage bag is sitting on the steps. So, like, if me and Erica are like, oh, it's nice outside, let's open the front door, there's a fucking garbage bag 3 feet away from our door. And the people upstairs are not the only people in the complex that do this. Like, if you look outside right now, I'm sure you'd see a fucking garbage bag on somebody's steps. And I'm like, yo, why can't
why?
You fucking take the garbage and walk it over and throw it out? Like, they're so fucking, like, lazy and disrespectful.
That's so
And I'm just
silly,
like, I'm not,
dude.
I'm by no means, like, a neat freak. But, like, some shit is just common courtesy.
Well, you're where you live is, like, fairly nice looking. Like, I didn't...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're not in a fucking project. Like,
no, but I mean,
you
know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand. They just leave it outside, and then what do? Just wait for somebody to pick it up?
No, they'll wait. Like I'm just making this up as an example, but this has happened. So,
yeah.
Like, you know, the lady upstairs is cleaning her apartment. She will go downstairs,
right.
leave the garbage on the steps, and then go back upstairs. And then 4 hours from now, if she gets up to go pick up her kids somewhere, that's when she'll go throw the garbage in the dumpster. But meanwhile, for 4 hours, that garbage has been sitting outside my front door.
Oh. What the fuck? And other people in the... Is there like a homeowners association or a management office for those apartments?
There's like there's a management office, but they're not on site. So like I have an on site super, which is another fucking scam. That's another fucking sham because when we moved in, they're like, oh yeah, you're gonna have an on site super, so you'll have like 24/7 maintenance and this and that. And then I called them one day because I backed up the toilet and I call him and he's like, oh, I'm at work right now. So I'll come by like tonight after work. And I'm like, I thought being a super was your job. Like
right.
the way they made it sound like was you're going to have a 24/7 super. And he's like, oh, I'm at work.
Yeah.
Right
I
now.
Mean,
I'm like, okay, I guess I'll just sit there with this shitty toilet for 6 hours.
That's not that's 24/7 contact. That's not 24/7
right.
service.
Exactly.
That's you're right. That's a fucking scam. Wow, bro. Like that.
Yeah.
For them
for
to
real.
Say to you, you have 24/7 fucking on-site landlord, and then you're like, hey, my man, guess what? There's poo-poo spewing out of my toilet because, you know, I got big grody dumps, and this shit is like, it got backed up. I'm sorry. So there's like a diarrhea fall happening. There's like a fountain
right.
in the air.
Exactly. Exactly.
Of like poo-poo. Please come over right now and stop the mess that I have created with my lack of fiber. And my man's
and
like,
he's like, sorry, fam, you gotta wait 6 hours.
He's like, bro. Let me just ring this lady up, and then I'll be over. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh shit, wait. No, my bad, bro. I don't have a break until like 10 p.m. I'm sorry, brother.
Pretty much. That's pretty much how it happened.
Fuck is going on with that shit. So, all right.
Now
but,
compare
but, yeah,
that.
I mean, wait,
hold on, real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick. Compare that to when we were living in Connecticut.
Right.
So there was a New Year's where the fucking heat went out, and we
right.
woke up on New Year's morning at like 7 a.m. And when I tell you legit, like our apartment was freezing cold, and I called them at 7 a.m. on New Year's Day, and an hour later there were 3 people in my apartment fixing that shit.
That's
like
dope.
These dudes,
I mean, that sounds
these
you
dudes
know that sounds about
came
right.
over it. That's insane. These dudes came over at 8 a.m. to like open up my pipes and figure out what was wrong on fucking New Year's Day. And I felt so bad, but I was just like, oh man. But yeah, that's fucking 24/7 service, not this shit.
Yeah. But, so that's just the thing. Like it's the sad thing to say is that like the only way to get natural diversity with children is to be in a diverse area. And
yeah.
cities are usually, like, big cities are usually the most diverse areas. And
yep.
not every big city is hospitable for children. I would not
right.
raise my child in New York City. I would not do that. I would bring my child to New York City
yep.
and show them New York City. I would not raise my child in New York City. And that's solely because
yeah, I agree.
You need to have a lot of money to do anything in New York City.
Right.
Unless you're in the Bronx, and then your kid's going to go to a shit-ass school.
Yeah, probably.
You know, public Bronx has had public school problems since, I think, before we were alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But... like big city, you know, suburbs tends to be the a better place to raise a child.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You know, and suburbs can be, I don't know, man. It's hard for me to think about planning where to have a kid, you know, like.
Yeah.
Like there's so many places that I think are better than where we are right now, you know?
Yeah.
Both
but
Connecticut, New York.
Where it's like, it's such a fucking, like, you have to make like the pros cons list. Cause like, you know, we're thinking about it and it's like, oh yeah, well, you know, we want to live close enough to a major city. Like you said, like whether it's
right.
New York or whatever, fucking Seattle or Portland or whatever, we want to, want to live close enough to give that exposure. Yeah, exactly. We want to live close enough to give that exposure, but the problem is the catch 22 of it is that those places are fucking ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
So it's like you said, like there's no way we can afford private school, but at this point it's just like, I just want to be able to afford where we live.
Right.
Like I'm not, like private school for me is not even on the table. I just want to fucking be able to afford my fucking bills every month. So
I know. And
I don't know. But like, you
I
know,
mean,
I'm sure you know people who live down south and they fucking, you know, I know people like my cousin like manages a Rite Aid in Carolina, and like he has a house with like two kids and fucking, he's like living it up, and I'm like, dude, you work at Rite Aid, like.
Yeah, you manage a Rite Aid, bro.
But like he, you know, they're doing great down there, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ,
then I shouldn't be saying shit like, well, you manage. We both shouldn't be saying shit like, well, you manage. Like, you manage a Rite Aid, bro. Like, how can you afford that? Because obviously it's good like that down there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Down there, the fucking dollar gets you so much further. And it's just like, but at the same time, I have no idea what his neighborhood is like. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's got two kids. I have no idea, you know, what kind of neighborhood they're in or what kind of exposure they get to different people and different cultures and stuff like that. So it's just, I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is.
Who's got the two kids?
My cousin.
Oh, your cousin, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it's hard to say, like, you can't force things on people, and a lot of people kind of nest in a place that's convenient and then spread out
right from
there. So, there's a, you know.
Yeah.
In general, especially if you don't want to send your kid, or you can't send your kid to private school, which is, you know, like 99% of most Americans.
Right.
You have to deal with the public school system, and public school systems are just better in the suburbs. They just are.
Yep.
You know, and
definitely.
That's a place that needs to be obviously viewed, but at the same time, the suburbs don't necessarily mean diversity either, depending on what suburbs you're in.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know? I mean, the suburbs of fucking Orlando are like goddamn Hickville, bro. Like fucking truck nuts having fucking rifle toting mudding motherfuckers. Like right outside of Orlando.
Right, right.
Like Florida's dying to swallow the diversity of Orlando again. You know, I'm sure it's not one of Ron DeSantis' favorite fucking places.
Probably not. So wait, though, I didn't mean to sidetrack you. So where do you stand on the whole like active shooter drill thing?
So I am grateful that there is some knowledge being passed to the children, because I think at this point the people who are in charge that are supposed to be fixing this stuff are not listening at all. And that's evident by the fact that this problem has been escalating for years. Like we talked about on a previous show. It used to be postal workers, then it was office workers, and now it's fucking everything.
It's
and
anybody.
And
yeah.
elementary school. And colleges.
Yep.
Any fucking place that there's a bunch of people that are there for a fucking reason, like a business, you know, or whatever, like that's targets now. You know, schools and businesses.
It's
fucking
even
insane.
It's not even done that. Did you hear about the story a couple weeks ago where this guy was, like, firing his fucking AR-15 or whatever, you know, tiny penis weapon he had, and his neighbors were complaining about the noise from his firing his gun. So he went over there and shot them all. Like, he, like, literally killed this family of people because they were complaining about him shooting his gun. And I'm like, what? Like, blew my mind. Like, I just don't understand.
Was like the white guy?
Just the fucking lack of regard for other people's life. Like, you know, like I'm not like condoning, you know, the people who actually like lose their shit and just go off on people. Like, I'm not you know, condoning that by any means. But like, this is just
no.
Literally,
you don't have to make that distinction. No, you don't need to make that distinction. You need to qualify like that. But, yeah, just say what you got.
But my point being is, like, this guy was just living his life one day, and then his neighbor complained about him, and he said, you know what, I'm just going to kill those motherfuckers. Like, I just don't understand how that thought enters your head.
Thought.
Right.
It's more under, even though it's heinous, it's more understandable to all of us when somebody snaps.
That's what I meant. Right. Right. Exactly.
That we can sort of sympathize with somebody who snaps because it's obvious that they were receiving some kind of off, whether it's their schizophrenic and the demons are telling them,
yeah,
or they've been bullied or whatever.
Yep.
You know, there's an impetus for that. That guy was like, oh,
right,
you don't like what I'm doing. Die.
Right. Like, I just don't understand how that happens.
Because people...
It's fucking gun culture.
Was it a fucking white guy? Was it a white guy? Please tell me it's a fucking white guy. I know it's a white guy.
I'm sure it was. I don't even remember. Hold on. I got to see if I can find it online. Hold on.
It's got to be a fucking white guy.
I mean, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. Hold on, let me see if I can find this.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to be a white dude.
It's
got to
be. So, yeah, this happened 2 weeks ago. I'm not going to lie. He looks a little Hispanic.
So did George Zimmerman.
Fair point.
So did fucking George Zimmerman. I couldn't believe that motherfucker's name was Zimmerman.
No, this dude's name is Francisco Oropeza.
Is he Colombian? Because that might make sense.
I'm not sure. But he killed his family, including a kid. Like, he killed an 8-year-old boy.
Oh, my God.
Like,
what a fucking...
wild. Like, he went over to their house and killed all of them.
Wait. So where did this happen in this country? Where was it?
This happened in, I know it was in Texas. I'm trying to figure out where in Texas.
Texas is fine. No, Texas, it's fine. All you had to say was Texas. We don't need to know where in Texas. That's all you had to
funny.
Say. You should have stopped right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, they were complaining about him, and he legit like went over there and killed them all. He killed their whole family.
Texas, yo, what the fuck is wrong with y'all, Texas?
Like we need
y'all
to have
claim,
a discussion
y'all claim
about
this
seriously,
Texas.
Like, can we just do something about Texas and Florida? Like, can we just like something needs to be done
Look,
about
Texas
these places?
Texas wants to secede, man. Texas. There's a certain amount of Texans that want to secede from the Union, and I've said this for years. Go. Do it.
Right.
Please do it.
Right.
Please. Do it. Because you know what's going to happen? You, Texas, are going to be the buffer country between America and Mexico, and I don't think you want that. I don't fucking think you want that.
The funny thing is they all think that, like, and it's funny, too, when you have these conversations about, like, oh, it's so fucked up that, you know, our cities are being run by, you know, Democrats and liberals when, you know, they only make up a small percentage of the people. And it's like, yeah, well, they also make up a large percentage of, you know, infrastructure and tax money and stuff like that. Like, who do you think is paying for your fucking welfare and your other shit? Like, it's so stupid.
Hello?
You there?
Oh, okay. Wasn't sure if you could hear me. I lost signal for a second. Well, that's dude. Like, this is a fucking point that I've been trying to hammer onto a lot of people. A dear friend of mine, one of my good friends' dads. He's a little right leaning. He's a really sweet guy. I don't know how the hell he has these ideas with what a sweetheart he is, but. Like, he's one of the reasons he votes Republican is because, you know, he says, oh, jobs are being taken. Now, in his instance, the jobs he was talking about was, I think he was working for like IBM or something, and they were outsourcing their jobs to India, which is not the same as immigrants taking the job.
Right.
So I've been trying to, you know,
so people like him, I've been trying to say, look, man, like I feel you, but like it's not, this is not immigrants taking the work. This is not people coming to this country to take the work. This is your companies being cheap pieces of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And saying, oh, we can do this way, way better in India. Way, way better. And that's like, that's the way that a lot of landscaping companies work too with illegals.
Yep.
Like they come in and people hire them. They're not here because there's no demand for them. They're here because your people, a lot of people in these industries, hire them because they work dirt cheap and illegally. And the demand is so high for that. How do we eliminate that? You won't want people coming into this country to do stuff like this, but limit demand for those people.
Right.
Not that I have an issue with people coming into this country.
No.
You know, I don't have an issue with that. But like,
but it's funny you talk about like the
you're
like,
not
where
looking
we're
at the right places.
Well, it's just funny because like I'm sure you know this, but like remember like. I'm sure this still happens somewhere in that area, but I remember when we were kids and even like young adults, there would be a line of people on Gramerton Avenue at like 7, 8 o'clock in the morning and
waiting for the bus
trucks and vans would
pick them up to work. Yep.
Like they were basically day laborers. And they would just sit there waiting for
pick them up. There were spots all over Upper Westchester or Lower Westchester,
mm-hmm.
I guess, where you could pick up. You know, New Rochelle was Home Depot. You could find a bunch of day laborers at Home Depot on New Row.
Right.
You could find them. White Plains was full of them. Like and if you were lucky, you would take a late train, like maybe I don't know. 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night in White Plains, and there were tons of drunk-ass day laborers. Tons and tons.
Right.
Always somebody fucking passed out, dude. Always. Some dude sleeping on the fucking chair. Always.
But like you said, this isn't like – these are the companies, like, being cheap and trying to figure out cheaper ways to get – shit done. Like it's not like, yeah, this whole like people are coming here to take our jobs, like it's not really what's happening.
My friend was talking about it's not, they're not taking the jobs at all. His company is literally saying, fuck America, it's too expensive to get labor here in America. Let's fucking go and get it from somewhere else. And
right.
Get it from a cheap place like India. And, dude, every customer service in the last 2 years has been either, you know, Bangladeshi or Pakistani or Indian. So many of these, including the one that I worked for, are outsourcing their jobs. To play, it's not immigrants that's taking American jobs. It's Americans taking. It's American business people taking their fucking labor elsewhere. Period.
Right.
Period.
Yeah.
Dude, the funniest thing about that shit is like, yo, like, so do you know who Kelly Osbourne is, right? Ozzy's fucking awful daughter. You know about that person?
Yeah.
I shouldn't call her awful. She may not be awful, but this what she said was awful. She was like. So she got, like, fucking canceled herself because she was one of those, like, yapping fucking cackling Yenta shows like The View or The Talk or The Chew or The Fart or whatever. So so they're talking, you know, she's talking about how they're all talking about how about immigrants and stuff like that. And this fucking dingbat goes, she's like, oh, if you stop all the immigrants, who's gonna clean the toilets and whatnot? And like everybody's just like, whoa, for real? Everybody's like, she's like, you know, she did that like white person like backup like holy shit whatever
like,
thing
uh-oh.
You know when you
yeah
you know what I'm saying like that shit was wild, bro. And, like, she told, like, people was just, like, you could see the clip online. Like, you could find it real, real easily. It's like, all over the place. Shit went viral. She was like, oh, shit. I don't know what she's up to now, but I think she should, like, not talk for a while. Because that was wild. There's just ways to say shit. You know what I'm saying? There's just ways.
Right.
And
right.
If your job is to say shit, you better be saying shit the right way.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, what you want to say is that illegals make up a percentage of the workforce, right? Especially in agriculture. This is true. This is very true.
Yeah.
If you were to deport all the illegals in this country, the fucking agriculture business would collapse.
Because
you just removed half of their workforce. Half of it. Literally half of their workforce.
Yep.
These people are feeding us.
I know.
They are literally feeding us. We bring them into this country, or they get into this country, whatever, don't care, and they work. And it's proven that they work because these are statistics that you can find easily. They make
what drives me nuts
up
about
half of our agricultural workforce.
That's what drives
me
nuts.
We're not. It's a
narrative.
Dog and pony show.
Right, right. This narrative that they're just coming here and taking from us. Like, they fucking work, like, statistically more than we do. Like, if you look at people, you know, like, they're not the ones getting welfare and doing all this shit. It's fucking Americans.
They don't come here and get welfare. They don't.
Right.
Because you know why? Because it's fucking illegal, and they enforce those laws, okay? So what happens is you have, I think it's somewhere like maybe 4% of welfare claims turn out to be fraudulent, which means that you have and don't quote me on that because it could be anywhere up to 92 or 96 or something like that. But the overwhelming majority of welfare recipients are legal and are going by the rules and qualify. There is no fucking welfare abuse. And yes, there's always going to be a percentage of it. That's the way life works.
Of
there's
course.
No 100%, especially in fucking government. There's no 100% effectiveness in government. You go with the most effective, and hopefully it's in the fucking 90% range. Otherwise you're playing with stupidity. You know?
Yep, exactly.
But that's what it is.
Right.
That's just the way the fuck it is.
Like,
and it
this
doesn't
like rampant like abuse of the system, and it's not like these people are coming to this country and just fucking taking shit from people. Like it's insane. But I don't know, like is part of like kind of going back to what you were saying before. Like, is some of our mentality based on the fact that we did grow up around some of these people, so we were exposed to it, so maybe we're, you know, when we grow up, we're like, oh, yeah, that's just normal. Whereas, you know, some rando who's never met a non-white person until they were, like, 15 was like, what the fuck are these immigrants doing here? Like, I don't know what the answer is, but I think the diversity we grew up with helped us in that respect kind of understand, like, oh yeah, these people are just, you know, kind of like what you alluded to before, like these people are just living life just like we are, like they're fine.
Are you sure it wasn't all like the black fists in your face that made you think that? Because I know it's for me, man.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's what's so funny about like that both. You know me. Fist first, then dick.
Yeah.
No, but what's funny is like we were talking about earlier with the, like the school thing. Like I used to get picked on a lot in elementary school and in middle school, but it wasn't until high school that I started getting like jumped. Like that's when
you
know, it was just like people fucking with me for the most part. I think there was like one incident in middle school where me and like Hemchan Prasad and Joey Fiorello, Joey something or other, I can't remember, but we was walking home with those guys, and like we split up to go our separate ways, and there was this like black kid following us for a while, and he just like ran up on me and punched me, and I have no idea like what I did, but like I couldn't believe that like But he just, like, punched me, and I, like, stood there. I didn't even realize that he punched me. I was just like, oh, that's weird. I stopped for some reason, you know?
Right.
Why did I stop? So then I turned, and I was like, what the fuck? And I like, looked at the kid, and then he punched me again. And this time it, like, knocked my glasses off, and I realized, like, oh, shit, this kid's attacking me. And, like,
yeah.
I went to get my glasses, and by the time, like, I had glasses on, the kid was gone.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have defended myself if I had had a chance.
Right.
I was so – he just, like, sucker punched me. He just, like
– yeah, that's crazy.
And I think he ran out and tried to do the same.
Jesus.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know where that came from.
I had a kid put gum in my hair once in middle school.
That's, bro, that's like a fucking kindergarten thing, bro.
We were walking down the hallway, and he was walking in the opposite direction from me, and he was trying to, like he was tall. And actually, no, we weren't in the hallway. You know where we were? Do you remember in Nichols, like, there was that,
uh-huh.
like, area where you had to, like, walk outside to get to the other side, like, where, like, the lunchroom was and the science department.
Yeah.
Yeah, that little, like, outdoorway. Yeah, so we were walking
mm-hmm.
through there, and we were walking in opposite directions. Like, I was coming from the lunchroom to go to the main building, and he was coming towards the lunchroom. And, yeah, he walked past me and, like, patted me on the head, and I was like, that was fucking weird. And then all of a sudden, like, I had gum in my hair. And I was like, this motherfucker.
Dude, what the – did he, like – see, when you first said it, like, how he was really tall, I was picturing walking by a kid and him just turning around and spitting it in your hair.
No, he had it, like, on his hand. He patted me on the head as he walked past
me. Oh, that's such a,
like,
dick move, bro. What a fucking dick move. I know.
I never got
he cursed you for – that's why you're bald, bro. He cursed you, bro. He ruined your fucking follicles, brother. He fucking – what a piece of shit. What a piece of shit, bro. I'm going to go back in time and fuck that guy up.
I never randomly got punched, but, yeah, I just got, you know, gum in my hair and my Cheetos stolen and that type of shit.
You want to hear a funny Nichols story?
Okay.
So I don't know why at the time I hate – you know what it is? I know why. So I hated going to my locker. I hated going to my locker all throughout middle school and high school. I fucking hated it. Most of the time because it meant I was vulnerable because I wasn't paying attention to what's going on in the hallways. And, bro,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, you got to keep your fucking head on a swivel in the fucking crowded hallways.
Yeah, no doubt. Yep.
Like, that, dude, that's fucking – I'm going to say fucking jungle, not because guys, but because it felt like I was fucking – it was like I felt like I was looking out at goddamn life, bro. Like, it was all the time. I felt like a prey animal in the goddamn jungle. You know what I'm saying? I felt like a mouse having to run through the underbrush with the hawk circling overhead. Bro, like, I honestly felt hunted in that school because so many people – bro, you could just be walking and somebody slaps the glasses off your face. You could be walking and somebody unzips your backpack. You could be walking, like, somebody unties your shoelace. Like, bro,
wild.
Like,
yeah, the shoelace. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I definitely was the victim of some shoe crime.
Yup.
You know,
like,
trip me or untie my shoe.
Somebody,
Right,
or somebody pulls your hair or something. Somebody, like, reach and pull your hair. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, it was wild in them streets, brother.
It really was.
Wild in them streets. Seriously,
God.
Like, yo, I remember that shit was wild, but, like.
So what was your Nichols story?
Yeah, so in Nichols, right. So Nichols. So, like, I was doing some shit that made me get out, like, probably, like, maybe 30 seconds earlier than everybody else. So I was running free, and I was running to – because in Nichols, there's, like, a middle entrance, right? There's, like, in the middle of the school, You have to like.
Yeah.
So it's like an entrance on either side, I think, and kids come out from either the
yep.
middle. And like I'm running. And so stuff so many fucking books in my backpack. All the shit I need.
Yep.
That big ass blue. So I'm like running to get out, like third everybody else or whatever. It might be 15. So I'm like running to the door. Get everybody out here. Beat everybody out here. So I think I suppose it's my back. I fucking
Wait, I lost you. Shit.
Smash the books. I'm laying on my book. Because it was wounding. I was for like fucking like
Jesus.
And I'm just like wait,
hold on, I just lost you again. Shit. I keep losing you.
Shut I turn and look. Everybody got out instead. Everybody that shit.
Oh,
God. Was just standing there. Nobody stopped.
Wow. Jesus.
It was like.
Oh, that's crazy.
That was a journey, dude. Flying down that fucking hall. You know what happens like when you lose your. Have you ever windmilled before?
Yes. Wait, say that again. You're breaking up. You there?
Hello? Yeah. Can
Hello?
You
hear me? Okay. Yeah, now I can.
Hey.
So I lost you after you
got
your windmill.
So, you left.
Well, now I can't hear you again. What the fuck?
Hold on.
You there? Okay. Yeah, you keep, like, breaking up.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on over here.
I don't know if it's me or you. I'm sitting in my office, so I think I have service in here.
Okay. I think I do. I'm supposed to have Wi-Fi calling on, and the Wi-Fi is pretty strong.
Yeah, my Wi-Fi looks good. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Yeah, my signal.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, cool. All right. So, yeah, so you want your kids to have a diverse experience and you want to give them something.
Right.
You can give them safety, though, being in the suburbs. You know what I mean? I don't think everybody needs to go to a school with metal detectors. That's a good point.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. Like obviously, it's not the same as, like, active shooter drills. But I will say, like, did they have metal detectors when you were still in the high school? Because that was right after I left.
Oh, you left before the metal detectors?
Yeah, I think. So when did they come in? Your senior year?
Shit.
Was that your senior year? I was gone by then.
I thought they came in my junior year, but it may have been a senior. Because what was happening was they kept putting it off. Like it was supposed
right.
to come for a long ass time.
Yeah.
And
but then the one kid got
they kept
killed
saying
in the hallway.
It'll be here.
Right.
Oh, I thought they did the metal detectors as a result of Shibuel dying. I thought that was.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think they were talking about it for a while because there were like a ton of fights and shit, and people were bringing in like knives and stuff like that. But then I think when the kid got killed in the hallway, that's when they were like, well, now we really need to do this.
I thought that Shibuya getting killed was the impetus for them to put the metal detectors in. And I think they kept putting it off the date. Like they kept, I kept hearing that the metal detectors were coming. Like they were coming.
Right.
They were, we're going to have them next week. We're going to have them next month. And that, like, it seemed like they just kept putting it off. And then they were just there. Like, I think they did that for a reason. Because when you talk about like exaggerating and shit, like I tell people this story all the time and nobody really fucking believes me. And I'm hoping maybe you will.
Okay.
So we get, they tell everybody they're coming. And it kept being pushed back to the point where people just stopped giving a shit about the announcements that they were going to come.
Yeah.
Bam. One day we show up, I think it was a Monday, and they're there. And I shit you not, man. Walk in, you walk onto the where the doors are, you know, there's a few entrances, but you,
yep.
when you go like onto the right on the side of the building before where the metal detectors are inside the
yeah.
building, there was a pile of knives, a pile of knives.
I 100% believe that story.
I'm not talking about like a fucking, like a Scrooge McDuck vault filled of knives that you could swim through, you know, if you were jelly, but this, I'm talking like an actual literal, like 2 foot long pile, like on the fucking ground.
Like if you had to put a number on it, what would you say? Like 100?
I mean, it was mostly pocket knives, but there were box cutters, and
yeah.
there was like a couple of Swiss Army knives, and I don't even want to tell you what I saw. There was one shit that looked like a fucking sword, brother. I had some kid show me some shit like that. He was cool, like we was cool, so like he wasn't
yeah.
showing me like to play me up, but like we were all in some kind of office having to see some administrator or some shit. And, like, I was friendly with the guy that I was standing with, and he was friendly
yeah.
with this guy. So, like, we were all kind of talking. And, like, we was talking about, like, having protection on you and shit like that. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Because back then, like, it was just knives, really. Like, there wasn't, like,
yeah.
there were guns, too, but that wasn't, like, the big thing.
No.
But there were, dude. Fucking major knives, and this kid pulled like he pulled up his what he had in his pants, like he pulled his hoodie up,
mm-hmm.
and he's got
yeah.
a handle on some shit, and it was like a fucking serrated sword, bro. It was like a short. I'm not even kidding. It was like fucking.
No, I
it was 100% insane.
Believe that. I 100% believe that. But it's funny. Like, so how many kids went to our school? Like 2,000.
3,000.
Something like that, 3,000. That's what I'm saying.
It's,
so
it was around. It was like 2,700. It was like 27
right.
something, I believe.
So would it shock you at all to know if like one in every like 20 kids had a knife? That would not surprise me at all.
No. No.
That's what I'm saying. So right there, you're talking about like 150 knives in the school at any given time.
I would say there were probably at least 50 to 75 knives is what I would say comfortably.
Yeah,
I would
100% believe that story.
I would say. And, I mean, you know, some of them were nice looking, you know what I mean? And
right.
like, at the time, the only thing I really carried around on me was a box cutter because I worked for – I was working for, like, Food Emporium or some shit at the time. And it was also for protection. But,
yeah,
you know, I remember coming in – but like what was wild with that is that the metal detectors, they worked for a little bit, but then kids got wise and they would start pulling the fire alarm. And
yeah.
when you come back in, they don't put you through the metal detectors. Okay.
Right.
And then I don't know if they started doing that. They should. Like, you should put the fucking kids back. I don't give a fuck if you're going to, like, if it disrupts the learning schedule. Like, if your kids go outside for 10 minutes during a fire drill, you put them back through the fucking metal detector when they come in. It's it's brainless shit. But I've also seen / heard of teachers letting kids in through the fucking windows. So
True.
I've seen that shit, and I also heard that shit.
Yep.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's that is a god, dude, that shit was a fucking, that was brutal. Remember, in high school, it was brutal for me, at least.
Yeah, it's fun. Like, I hated that so much. And listen, I'm not going to sit here and, like, fucking wax poetic about it now, because it was fucking horrible. Like, I couldn't wait to get out of there. And, like, I didn't do, but see, this is where I think it kind of, like, stunted me in a way, because you were just talking about, like, you know, being exposed to different cultures and diversity and stuff like that. Like, I didn't do any after school programs or activities or anything like that, because I wanted to get the fuck out of there.
Yes. Like, oh my God.
As soon as the bell rang, like, I remember that shit was like 2:49. I was like, okay, I'm gone. Like, you ain't going to see me until tomorrow morning. And, like,
dude,
like, looking back at it now, and then you think about, like, oh, when people, you know, apply to colleges and look for jobs, they want to see, like, you know, what you've done, you know, academically.
Activities and shit. I know.
And activities. And it's like, I didn't do shit because I was just trying to fucking live.
No.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
no.
I was trying not to get beat up, and I was trying not to get in trouble. And, yeah, like, I would just fucking bounce, and I wanted nothing to do with that place after school. So, like, I didn't go to any games. I didn't join any clubs. Like, I didn't do any of that shit because I was just like, yo, I will see you tomorrow. Like, I want nothing.
No, me neither, dude. The second that I could be on that campus was a second that I was free, somewhat free.
Yep.
Like, that's
exactly.
I swear to Christ, like, I got hit with fucking battery, like fucking D battery in the arm. Like, I can't remember what. I think it was when it went crazy. There was like a bit of an in school. I think it might have been people outside. Like, it was getting wild. Like, people were throwing fucking batteries at and whatnot. Like, and I got hit in the arm. So I just ducked. I think it was like me, Armand, and might have been I think Jeremiah was there too. But we just like ducked and went to Armand's house. And like, I told my mom, I was like, yo, you know, I had to leave, you know, because I got hit with a fucking D battery. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And my mom was like giving me shit about it. And I was like, are you kidding me? So like, I had Armand and I'm pretty sure it was Jeremiah. Punch me in that arm until I got a bruise. And I never got a bruise because I really just don't fucking bruise.
Yeah.
But, like, I was so afraid that she was, you know, I was so
that
afraid
she was, like,
of,
not
going to
believe you.
Wow. And, like, you know, that was, like, that's what was so crazy about that place is, like, I had anxiety every day I was there. Every single day.
Because
I was a little ass white boy, and I was a huge target, and you know, I never had money on me either, bro. Like,
me
either. Holy shit, I have no fucking money on me, man.
Right, same here. I didn't
ever
buy lunch. Like, my money,
bro, let me
my
get a dollar. Be like, bro, that dollar is feeding me for 2 days. That $1 I got, that's my drinks for 2 days. I'm buying four quarters.
My fucking mother would make me a sandwich and put like a fucking little ass bag of chips in it or something. Like, I wasn't buying lunch. Like, I didn't have any fucking money either.
No, I'm not eating fucking lobster, thermidor, and shit in this fucking plate, bro. I'm in the same shit in the school you are.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was. Damn, but
look
that's
at my
what would happen. I would be afraid.
I think I'm fucking.
Yo,
like,
do you remember that kid, Ooh?
Money?
Do you remember Ooh?
Yes.
You remember Ooh Ooh?
Yes.
Yeah. He was like,
he was like
a disabled kid. A lot of people was cool with that kid. He never fucked with me. In fact, he was like around because he used to walk the same way I did home. And when me and Tony got jumped, like, he wants to go down. And he came up to me afterwards. He was like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. Like, I couldn't do nothing. You know,
oh, really?
I mean, he was fucked up.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, he was, I don't know what it was, man, but, like, everybody was cool with that kid. Everybody's, and I think being cool with that kid actually may have saved me a few beatings or two or fucking with, because every time I was talking to him in the hallway, like, people wouldn't fuck with me. Like, I knew people were not going to bother me when I was talking to him. Like,
right.
You know. Damn, that shit was a fucking goddamn war zone, bro.
It really was, man. I don't know what the balance is. I don't know what the balance is between finding diversity, but then actually finding a place that you can feel safe as a kid and like, oh yeah, I like spending time here because I want.
Yeah. No, remember in high school was definitely not a safe place. It was not a safe place.
No, it was not. I remember not going to. Like this is so fucked up. But like when they announced the Rodney King verdict, my first reaction was like, how the fuck do they think they're innocent? And then my second reaction was, I'm gonna get the shit beat out of me at school tomorrow.
Wait,
and like,
say
like,
that again?
I said my first reaction was, I can't believe they thought these motherfuckers.
No, before that.
So say the Rodney King verdict.
Oh, Rodney King, that's right. Yeah. Oh yes, yeah. Oh my God. That might have been why they were fucking rioting. It may have been after that.
Well, I was gonna say, so just how like you had to explain to your mother, like, yo, I gotta get the fuck out of there, they're throwing batteries at people.
Right.
I had to try to explain to my parents, I'm like, I can't go to school tomorrow. And they're like, why? And I'm like, I might die. And they're like, come on, you know, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like, this is not going to fucking go well for me. But, like, it's crazy to think that, but it's true. Like, I'm like, they're going to beat the fuck out of every white person at school tomorrow.
Yeah, that was kind of the vibe for a minute. That was definitely the vibe for a while.
Yeah, like,
it was
crazy.
Up. Like, and the worst part about it is, like, when my mom actually was in Mount Vernon High School when Martin Luther King was killed.
Oh, wow, yeah.
By American agents, without question.
Yes.
So, you know, obviously... You know, Mount Vernon is a predominantly black area, but the high school, and I looked this up years ago. I got to find it again because it spelled out the statistics really well. Mount Vernon High School during the times that we were there was like 87% black. I think it was like maybe 9% white.
Oh, see, I thought it was less than that. I thought I remember seeing something that was like 4% white. Yeah, but it was single digit. Regardless, it was single
digit.
Yeah,
maybe I'm being generous. maybe I'm being generous, but I do remember it being single digit. It was like 7%. So that gives us another 6%, which is made up of like Portuguese kids and you know, Indian kids and all sorts of other folks.
Yeah.
Portuguese, Brazilians, and Latinos, Latinos. So, we were, you know, obviously, I don't even want to say minority in the school, even though that's the exact word that fits, because I felt personally like there was no place for me to be safe just because at the time, you know, my fucking abusive stepfather was kind of ruling my life outside of school.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, for most white kids, you know, once you go back into your white areas, like,
you know, you feel safer, I guess.
Right. Yeah, that makes
sense. During that time. And I don't say this like I know what the black experience is, because I don't think either of us are never going to know exactly how ancestrally being oppressed is truly going to feel.
Definitely not.
But the reason I like to talk about this stuff and the reason I like to say this stuff is because I feel like just having gone through the, like, a little tiny, tiny iota of the reverse in high school has actually made me appreciate the situation more. Like, anybody could come out of that situation, let's say maybe your brother, for example, who may be a little bit racist, you know, and I say may, because I don't know exactly, but if you support people who are kind of openly racist, you kind of have to draw conclusions. But anyway, so come out of a situation like that, because I spent 4 years basically being beaten by a lot of different people, mostly black people, during that whole run, sometimes in school, sometimes out of school, like a lot of shit happened. And you could take that and say, fuck black people, fuck all of them everywhere, I'm going to be a racist, all this other stuff. And especially if you have, like, Italian family, like, that's always an option. You'll always have a place to exist with them,
option.
If that's a direction you want to go.
You're right about that, my friend.
if you've got a bunch of Italian family, if you want to be racist, there's a safe fucking space for you. But that's not me, because I grew up with kids of every color. Every fucking color.
Right.
So you could take that experience and say, you know, I'm going to be this particular way. I'm just going to carry that hatred. Or you could fucking educate yourself and look into the history of some shit. And really, it really does give you a perspective, like a much, much better perspective.
But so this is why I don't know if you had a similar experience to me, or if you were just smarter than me in this sense. So I agree 100% with what you just said. My issue was, I would say, as I was in high school and even a few years after, I did not educate myself on that stuff because I really was just ignorant and, like, I didn't know. So, you know, when I was, like, let's say 20, 25 years old, I wouldn't say I was racist, but in my head, it didn't occur to me the other factors that could contribute to what was happening. I was just like, oh, those people know how to fucking act. And it wasn't until, like, I was an adult, like later an adult, where I was like, oh, but it kind of goes back to the thing about, like, what they're trying to block people from learning in schools and all that shit, where I'm just like they're trying, like, I feel like they're trying to, not like, I don't want to say like outwardly promote racism, but I think they are trying to promote ignorance. And, like, I think it is by educating yourself and realizing what has kind of contributed to these things. And I don't think they want the population at large to do that. And it's fucked.
Yeah. I don't think, I mean, look, dude, like, the crazy thing is, like, the system is absolutely rigged against quote unquote minorities.
Yeah.
And I put minorities in quote because I just don't like that word to describe a people. Like, I don't
–
it's literally – it's minimizing them, and it's actually literally from the same root. It's from the same fucking root. You're minimizing people. You're reducing them by saying that. And that's just something that I feel personally. But
– Right. I agree.
Statistically, if you want to say that, I get it. Like, it does – it is the perfect word for statistically what they are. But I don't like referring to people as statistics unless I absolutely have to. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't like doing that. And I feel like it's because a lot of our language and our fucking, our structure is skewed against black folks, including the education system. Because I don't know if you remember this, but the SATs were, I think they had to be revamped something like 25 years, something like that, because they were, they found that it was like actually racist. Like they were excluding like whole groups of people from it. I don't remember the exact details, but I remember that there was a lawsuit and they had to revise the SATs to be more inclusive.
Yep. Yeah, I do recall
I remember that.
That
shit. So, I mean, that's, you know, that's proof at least that somebody has detected that somebody has detected this is rebounding, that it is portions of this country's structure that immediately discounts like a whole slew of people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Recognize that.
I know, it's crazy. You there?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I was gonna say like it's just one of those things where like you do have to kind of like you said you kind of have to educate yourself because I don't think the structure is in place for people to be educated in school on many of these issues.
No, and like there was there's a few things that I learned through my own research. Like there's a, and it's crazy because this was like a, how much time do I have? Okay. We got like 13 minutes.
We got like,
we got like 13, got like 13 minutes. There is a group of people known as the Move Nine, and who these people are the survivors of something that happened in Philadelphia. I think it was in the 70s or 80s. And it was basically a group of black folk decided that they were going to remove themselves from the power grid. And I think it was the plumbing as well from the city.
Mm-hmm.
They owned the property that they were on, and they decided that they were just going to not rely on anything that has to do with the city. And while this was completely legal, it was very much frowned upon because it brought the neighborhood value down or whatever, you know. And people started harassing them. And what happened is that they started to fight back. And they did this by doing everything legally within their power. They put, like, signs on their houses. Like, people think that they were just trying to start a nuisance. But
I think they were
Rastafarians too. I think they were very like, you know, I'm pretty sure it was a Rastafarian commune technically.
Okay.
But you know, people in the neighborhood didn't want it to happen and they were pissed. And so instead of just like celebrating the diversity you have in your neighborhood and saying, oh shit, this is something we can get to like, they were like, no, this is foreign. This is bad. We hate this.
Yeah.
So it got to a really bad standpoint because the city was trying to force them out, and they couldn't really legally do that. So the city started harassing them themselves. They had cops over there harassing them all the time. And it got to a point where the mayor of Philadelphia decided to drop a firebomb on the neighborhood.
That's crazy.
Dropped a firebomb on the neighborhood. They destroyed other people's properties and shit. Let me just put it that way. They fucked that shit up.
Yeah. Yep.
And you're not going to find, I didn't find that in any of my high school literature. And that's something I think people should know. Like, and I went to this seminar thing where several of the Move Nine spoke, and they're the survivors of that.
Right.
Shit. But quite a few people died that day. Are you looking it up?
See, that's crazy. I was going to say, I'm 45. I did not know this story.
Did you look it up?
I'm gonna look it up right now. But yeah, it's great. Like, you know, I taught that in school. We weren't even talking about the fucking Tulsa race riots in school.
No.
And that's like
no. I didn't, dude. And I think we talked about this before, but I didn't know about the shit that happened in fucking, was it Tulsa?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, the Tulsa riots. It wasn't riots. It was just a whole bunch of lynchings. Just fucking lynching.
And they basically burned down the city, yeah, and fucking killed everybody.
Yeah.
But like, how do we not learn that in school? Why are we learning about
dude,
fucking...
Dude, because it's embarrassing to the honkies. That's fucking why.
Well,
and they rule.
Right. Exactly. But to your point, what I'm saying is, like, you know, when we were talking about our high school experience and being basically picked on and targeted... Like, I feel like if we, I don't know how many, you know, 15-year-olds are going to make this connection, but I do think that if 15-year-old Mike and Mick had the knowledge of the Tulsa race riots and all of the knowledge of, you know, Reconstruction and all of this stuff, instead of the stuff we were learning, like, maybe something in our heads would have been like, oh, well, I guess we can kind of see why some of these people are angry and why they act this way. Like, I don't know if we would have made that connection, but I think there at least would have been a better chance of us kind of understanding that.
Yeah, why we're being targeted. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
As opposed to just like,
yeah.
Oh, like, because like, they're white, they're stupid.
Yeah, there's no way to tell because, like, you know, when we were that age, like, we were full of hormones too, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's, sure. You know, none of us are thinking rational at 15 years old, you know, we're trying to find ways to fucking make the goo come out of our wiener.
Yeah.
As many times
true.
We can. Yep. Whether it's doing it ourselves or putting it in somebody else.
Well, I don't know about you, but at 15, there was definitely nobody else. It was all me, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Wait. If you're 15 and you masturbate, does that count as child molestation?
I hope not.
Well, no, seriously, like, listen for one, like, so I there was a story about, like, how they arrested some, like, male, I think it was, like, 15, 16-year-old, because he was, like, distributing porn with his girlfriend, or maybe even just, like, sending naked pictures of his girlfriend to somebody else, and
right.
So they charged him for distributing child porn, basically, so...
Yeah.
I mean, legally, if you can
right.
do that, it's not that much of a leap, right? To you know, is the statute of limitations up on that?
I was going to say, let's hope the statute of limitations is up on that. And let's just all be happy that we did not have camera phones and social media 30 years ago. Let's just all be happy about that.
No.
Let's celebrate
and,
that.
And the last thing I'll say is actually something Will Smith said, believe it or not, and I fucking kind of hate his guts now, but his son is, like, legendarily pretentious. Like, just, like,
mm-hmm.
like the, you know, I don't know if you know anything about his tweets, but he was like, if I wasn't Will Smith's son, I'd be the most respected philosopher of all time.
Nice.
Seriously, this motherfucker said that. So, like, Will Smith is being interviewed about it. And he's like, and like all of his, he said, there's so many dumb things that he said. I'll send you a couple of his tweets. But anyway, so people are asking Will Smith, like, you know, oh, what do you think about, like, the shit with your son? He's like, look, all I'm going to say is that, like, back when we were that age, there was no Twitter. So, you know, there was no, like, YouTube. So when we did all this dumb shit, it wasn't for the world to see. You know, which was a good point. I thought that was a good point.
Yeah.
You know, Because we did some dumb shit. True. But, I mean, that was real dumb.
Oh, we definitely did.
Yeah.
No, but we had our moments. Yeah.
We had our moments. I mean, you know, we had our moments. All right, my guy. I got to get to work. Love you, brother.
Right,
talk to you soon, all right?
Love you, too.
Take it easy. Take it easy, beloved.